opening day in Detroit, and it's a snowm run for Miguel Cabrera. Jalen?
Miggy, can't you see? It's spring again in the Midwest. Let's start the show.
It is Friday. He is Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What exactly is it that we do?
We get a people!
We will preview the final four games. We have some interesting sound from Draymond Green, but we start with a clash of two Western Conference powerhouses. It was the Clippers up against the Nuggets, and the Nuggets won this one. Jalen, which one of these two teams are you more confident in a playoff scenario?
The Denver Nuggets. These two teams played in the playoffs last year, and while Denver won, they actually got better. Adding Aaron Gordon and JaVale McGee, figuring out a closing lineup with Will Barton handling the ball in the backcourt with Jamal Murray. And the Joker's now elevated himself to MVP status. For the Clippers, I know what I'm going to get from Kawhi, an elite level top player in the game. I know what I'm going to get from their coaching staff and Tyronn Lue. The question marks is what's going to happen in their backcourt. That's why they went and got Rajon Rondo. The question is, what's going to happen with Paul George when the playoffs start? Is it going to be playoff or a pandemic? So right now, the answer to this question is the Denver Nuggets.
I agree with the Nuggets. And someone that you didn't mention has been playing really well lately. That's Michael Porter Jr. Do you remember when they drafted him? He was slipping in the draft. The Nuggets got him pretty late as a flyer. Well, that ticket has paid off because Michael Porter Jr. has played really well lately. And I like the addition of Aaron Gordon and him. You can interchange them. You can stagger them. It's a really good team that's coming together in Denver. And because of that, like you, I'm more confident in the Nuggets.
And so let me tell you about the dynamics of a roster and how you are your skill set. So when you look at Michael Porter and you look at Aaron Gordon, right? You want Aaron Gordon to do a lot of the things that Michael Porter can do and or vice versa. But you need to replace Jeremy Grant. So now you bring in Aaron Gordon. He could be your slasher. He could be your rim runner. He could be your defender. And Michael Porter Jr. can be your scorer. See, without Aaron Gordon, he had to play that role. So great job by their front office in bringing in a guy that's going to really help them, in particular, come playoff time.
Absolutely. The Denver Nuggets are definitely getting better, and a team that is not getting any better in the last few years are the Golden State Warriors. They lost to the Heat last night, and after the game, Draymond Green had some really interesting thoughts on where they are as a team. Let's listen to Draymond.
Fighting for a play-in spot does not motivate me. You know, we're in, 10? Fighting for a playoff spot doesn't motivate me at all. Like, I don't go into these games thinking at all, like, hey, right there on the fringe, we need to win these games for this play-in spot. No.
Interesting. Jalen, what do you think he means by fighting for a playoff spot does not motivate me?
Let me tell you guys a secret. Draymond Green is from the hood. He's from Saginaw, Michigan, okay? When he got into the NBA, he was a champion. And then all of a sudden, he made it to the league and he won 3 rings. Mm. He got a chance to win 1, and then he got a chance to win 2 as a part of a super team when the Warriors added Kevin Durant. So when I'm talking about Phoenix and Utah and the Clippers, when I'm talking about Portland and Denver and the Pelicans, we're not talking about Memphis and Dallas. There's a reason why I don't say the Golden State Warriors. Because you know what Steph Curry and Draymond Green don't want to do? Get bounced in the first round.
No.
That's what they don't want to do. And so the play-in game puts you in position to be so excited to get in. I'm so excited. And I just can't hide it. I do my Carlton. I'm about to lose. And it's like, wait a minute, hold on. We might get bounced in the first round. So Draymond Green has set a standard. The Golden State Warriors have set a standard, Jacoby, that they're not going to be celebrating just getting into the playoffs.
And it could be those Mavs you see in 7, or it could be the Lakers sliding all the way to 7 that could play in that play-in game against the Warriors that would make for an interesting night of television. Now, that's the Western Conference. We turn our eyes to the Eastern Conference, and the Brooklyn Nets have another new toy. LaMarcus Aldridge made his debut for the Nets. And LaMarcus looked pretty good. You know, he's always in the mid-post. Not only did he score, but he had 6 assists in this one. Jalen, what kind of impact do you expect LaMarcus to have for this Brooklyn Nets team?
I told you when Kevin Durant signed with the Nets, get used to these words, KD at the 5. You bring in LaMarcus Aldridge so he doesn't have to play as many minutes as that spot. And again, they're doing a terrific job. Big shout to Sean Marks, adding quality offensive talented depth to go with the creativity of James Harden and Kyrie Irving, the shooting of Joe Harris. You bring in seasoned veterans that are hungry for rings like Blake Griffin and LaMarcus Aldridge. It all looks good, except I ain't seen Kevin Durant yet. So I see him going back and forth with Michael Rapaport. I see people pulling up old tweets. Until KD is in uniform for the Nets, they ain't winning the East. They're not winning the East without Kevin Durant. So it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out as the season continues to progress. But they're doing an excellent job of putting themselves in position to not only win the East, but be a formidable foe in the NBA Finals.
Absolutely, and they added LaMarcus Aldridge and Blake Griffin through the buyout market, something that we've been discussing a long time on this show, which leads to some broken news.
To everyone else, it's breaking news. To Jalen and Jacoby listeners, it's broken news.
Jalen, our colleague Adrian Wojnarowski had an article, and in that article he wrote about something that we've been talking about for a long time, something that's bothered you about the NBA for a long time. Here's what Woj had to say in the article. He said the following. The NBA is hearing the renewed calls from small market executives to overhaul the buyout free agency system, an insistence that the odds are unfairly weighted against them and that the salary cap system has been contorted to satisfy the glamour market supply of star talent for championship runs. And we know that Adam Silver watches the show every single day, listens to the podcast every single night. So you've been saying that the buyout market and the trade deadline need to change. So tell Mr. Silver how he should change the way this works.
A couple of things. As a player that was once bought out during his career, I saw this started to change in the NBA when Danny Ainge and the Boston Celtics acquired Sam Cassell and PJ Brown about 10 or so years ago. And ever since then, what ended up happening is that situation had integrity. It was play as best you can, and then if it doesn't work out with the situation, then the squad buys you out 85% into the season. A team has a chance to pick you up so that you're eligible to join them during the playoffs. Now it's, I'm going to go into a season, Blake Griffin, LaMarcus Aldridge, and not really underperform James Harden, in order to play so bad that the team is forced to move me. What happened with Andre Drummond and what happened with Al Horford? Those are different scenarios. And a little bit with LaMarcus Aldridge, because he and the Spurs both decided that he wasn't going to play. So now what you see players taking control of their own destiny with another year left on the contract. Blake Griffin, Kevin Love, they have other years left on the contract. You can't have a league where players under contract look down at their roster and say, well, I ain't good enough to lead these guys to a championship. So while I still got something left, I could go somewhere else and be the third, fourth, fifth, sixth best player in ring chase. And that's great for the player, but it's terrible for the integrity of the league. So based on that, watch the league, because they've already done something to stop teams from tanking. As Draymond Green, it's called the playoff. 7 through 10, you got to compete for that. There's no tanking around that. However, they must do the exact same thing for the players. And here's what you do, Adam Silver, because I know you watch and love. This is your favorite program.
Shout out to Adam Silver.
The trade deadline and the buyout deadline should be simultaneous.
Great point.
There's no way a trade deadline should happen and it's 30 teams maneuvering to making moves and we like trade deadline, countdown, 12 minutes, 13, 11 minutes to the deadline, and then boom, the deadline happened. Why am I going to trade for Andre Drummond when I know you don't want to play him? Why am I going to trade for him? We all know you're just going to buy him out. And then where does he go? To the Los Angeles Lakers.
for the minimum.
Not good for the league, great for the players.
At the trade deadline, there should be no more buyouts. Your roster should be locked at that point going into the playoffs. Mr. Silver, listen to Mr. Rose, make that change. Look forward to seeing that happen across the ticker in the next couple months. Jalen Rose, we knew it was coming, but now it officially happened. I forgot, who won Coach of the Year in college basketball, men's college basketball?
Big Newt, Juwan Howard.
Jalen, what do you think about this accomplishment from your former teammate?
Where's my theme music? Where's that Hail to the Victors music? All I know is this. You've never seen Juwan Howard without a haircut or a crease in his pants. But in all seriousness, what he's doing is groundbreaking. Not only for black head coaches, because there's very few in the NCAA. I got an example for you. Why isn't Kevin Ollie coaching in college basketball? There's so many coaches that have had issues around their name that have won championships. Rick Pitino, Jim Boeheim, the list goes on and on. They get other jobs. So the game needs Juwan in a lot of ways. Tall coaches that were power forwards and centers in the vein of John Thompson. We see it with Patrick Ewing. It's important to have big men be coaches. And lastly, former players. Indiana ain't just get introduced to Mike Woodson. He played there. He coached in the league. He was sitting right there for years for them to give him the job. And then Indiana had to sit back and watch Juwan win the Big Ten and win Coach of the Year. And like, wait a minute, maybe we should hire a former player. What a noble idea. And so Juwan, big shout. I love you. I'm proud of you. Great season by my Wolverines. We went into the tournament without our best player, Isaiah Livers.
And it was a tough end to the season. However, help is on the way. Once again, look at the recruiting class that Juwan Howard has coming into Ann Arbor. The 7th-ranked player in ESPN 100, the 8th-ranked player, the 40th-ranked player, and the 47th-ranked player. Good things ahead for the Wolverines, and good things ahead for us on Jalen and Jacoby, because while Michigan is not in the Final Four, there are 4 great teams that are, and we will preview the Final Four for you. It's Gonzaga. It's UCLA. It's Houston. It's Baylor. We're going to break it all down right after this. Make sure you stay tuned. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Coming to you live above the Heineken River Deck in Pier 17. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, I don't know why we do this every day, but against our better judgment, we have a segment where you decide what we discuss. It's Keep It Moving.
Tang!
If you want to discuss a topic, say hit the brakes. If not, we will keep it moving. And we start with UCLA against the Gonzaga Bulldogs. Jalen, look at this point spread. The Gonzaga Bulldogs are favored by 14 points. The largest spread since 1975 when they expanded the tournament. What do you think will happen in this one?
I respect the game. Congratulations to the UCLA Bruins for beating my Wolverines and making it to the Final Four. However, I would take the points. I believe they're going to get the brakes beat off of them in this game. I think Gonzaga scores at least 70 to 75. UCLA, one of the slowest teams in the country, don't have multiple scores. They don't get over 60. I can see that point spread happening. Take the points. 75 to 60.
Okay. Jalen, obviously
and
you don't gamble that
Jacoby.
Much.
There go Jacoby. There go my guy. There go my guy that's going to do work. David Jacoby. Show my guy. Show my guy. Timmy. Where is he? Yeah.
Oh, Jalen, that's the nicest
Jacoby
thing you've
ever done.
Comparing me to Drew Timmy is the nicest thing you've ever done on this program in the last 10 years. Moving on
Your
to the other matchup
like
in the Final Four, Houston against Baylor. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes.
We'll hit the brakes on this one. J- Jalen, Houston Cougars are a 2 seed. Baylor is a 1 seed. Who do you think goes to the finals to take on the Gonzaga Bulldogs, who we think will beat UCLA?
Unlike Deshaun Watson and James Harden, trust me, I love Houston. I love Houston. However, Donovan Mitchell is an NBA player, and he's playing on Baylor.
So I know. It's not fair.
That's who I'm kind of going to take in this matchup. You know, I think the Jazz are going to give him a couple of days off so he can go and play in the Final Four. There he is. We got the
Jazz. They look the same. They're the same stature, the same number. Donovan Mitchell is playing for Baylor under the nickname Davion Mitchell. It is not fair. For that reason alone, I have them going to the finals as well. Jalen, the AP Player of the Year in college basketball has been named. Keep moving ahead of the breaks.
Congratulations to Luka, represented for the Big Ten. Not going to be a game-changing NBA player. I'm only saying that because it's my job to. Keep it moving for now.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
We get another chance to watch one of our favorites, Paige Buckets, as
hit the brakes.
UConn
hit the
brakes. Takes on Arizona. Jalen, what do you think we'll get from Paige Buckets this weekend?
Here's what tonight. I think. Here's what I think. I think you had a favorite player, and now I think Paige is now your favorite player in college women's basketball. Am I right? Because you're die easy, Jacoby, and I sit with you on and off wax, and you're paying attention to Paige, and you like her game. Is she now your favorite player in college basketball?
In female, in women's college basketball, yes, but I will still forever carry the torch for my girl Sabrina Ionescu and the New York Liberty. Moving on, Mr. Rose, T.Y. Hilton turned down a deal. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
As long as he got a deal. And Carson Wentz, hopefully it'll get him paid. Keep it moving for now.
We okay. Keep it moving. We keep it moving.
It was opening day, and the Astros took the field in front of fans, and something interesting happened.
Hit the brakes on this. Hit the brakes on this.
Remember the Astros and the cheating scandal? We all wondered what would happen when they went to the road. Well, guess what? There were no fans then, and there are fans now. What do you think about the treatment of the Astros?
I think the Astros are a perfect example of why you shouldn't look at sports in a context, especially a team sport, and only ring count. Because there's so many factors that go into whether an organization can actually win a championship. There are players that participated on that team. They're going to walk around with fat diamond rings and be called champion for the rest of their lives. And they flat out cheated. I'm glad the fans are letting them have it. I'm glad the pitchers are being in them. And it should continue to happen for the glory of baseball.
It'll happen all season long. Well, the champion Dodgers took the field, and something really interesting happened on a Cody Bellinger home run. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Let me see. Mookie, hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes on this one. Watch what happens on this Cody Bellinger home run. Okay, goes out, goes off the glove and into the stands. However, Justin Turner on first base thinks it's caught, so he runs back, and then Bellinger runs past him and gets called out and ends up being a single. Mr. Rose, what do you think about this blunder?
I think he's still running. He doesn't even realize that Bellinger, hit the ball, rounded first. Like, he just running. He's like, Bellinger, like, yo, hey, dog. Like, can I live? You know what I'm saying? So their team, however, has a legit chance, Jacoby, as you know, to win the World Series. But it ain't going to happen if Clay Kershaw played the way he played in opening night. That's right. Let's not ignore that.
We have an interesting development in NFL numbers. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes.
The NFL may allow defensive backs, linebackers, and running backs to wear single-digit numbers. Jalen, what does that bring to mind?
Jersey sales in prime time. Prime time. Prime time. Prime time. Prime time. And Woodson.
Look at Woodson.
Look
at Woodson.
Those my guys right there. I love that position so much. I'm so Jalen, happy that they can wear single-digit numbers and play defense.
We have the return of two centers to the NBA. Joel Embiid will take the floor, and Bill Russell will explain right after this. You're watching. Jalen do
Bill
his hair.
Bill Russell loves Jalen and Jacoby.
Big day Sunday on ABC and ESPN starting at 3:30 with the Lakers against the Clippers. And then at 6 p.m., it is the Women's Basketball Championship in College Hoops. And then to cap it all off at 8:30 on ESPN is the White Sox against the Angels. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. And soon we will be welcoming back Joel Embiid to the basketball floor. He'll be lacing him up this weekend. How much confidence do you have in the Sixers now that they have their big man back?
A lot of confidence. He's playing like an MVP before he got hurt. He's going to give him that anchor that not only scores on the block, turns over both shoulders, but an improved three-point shooter, gets to the free throw line. I'm excited about the Eastern Conference playoffs. The only team the last couple of years that seems like it's not continuing to ascend on paper and in the standings is the Boston Celtics. It's going to be interesting to see how they perform once the playoffs start.
Well, Joel Embiid is ready to play, and guess who else is ready to play? Another big man. Bill Russell, the Hall of Famer, the legend, the icon. He's in the gym getting ready to play, Jalen Rose. What do you think? Who's going to pick him up?
All I know is this. Keep your ratings. Bill Russell, his favorite show is Jalen and Jacoby. That's all I know.
We'll be back on Monday at 2 p.m. on ESPN. That? Thank you so much. Have a great weekend. We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is doing podcast exclusive content just for our podcast listeners. We've been doing the podcast for 10 years. We always love and appreciate the people that take the time to put the headphones on and listen to us, whether you're in the car, whether you're going to work, whether you're going for a jog. Why are you smiling like that, Jay? Why are you smiling, Jarrell Revis?
Because when you said 10 years, and it's been an amazing 10 years, congratulations, family, it reminded me of when I see small countries, i.e. shows, pop up and be like, 1 month anniversary, 1 year celebration, 2 years in the game. Oh, I've been doing this 4 years. I'm a vet. Like, dog, we've been doing this since Periscope, okay? Before Apple, before Spotify, when there is a podcast Hall of Fame, along with the Podfather, we gonna be in it. So that's the show y'all get a chance to hear today. And it's only because of you. So we appreciate the love.
We always appreciate people that listen to the podcast. Mr. Rose, we got some news about someone who's been very important to this program in the last 10 years. A gentleman by the name of DeMarcus Cousins, who also goes by
Boogie!
Looking like he's going to sign a 10-day with the Clippers. Once upon a time, we thought that he'd be getting max deal after max deal, and now here he is in the buyout market looking for a 10-day contract. What do you think about the potential of Boogie in L.A.?
I think as much as we see talents ascend, and I'm going to use Anthony Davis and Kyrie Irving as examples. Players that are all NBA caliber, both top 10 performers in the league. However, not necessarily the best player on a championship team. That's what happened to Boogie. He was 25-10 with the Kings. The best player on a bad team. And another guy that I'm parallel in this conversation with, who was also his teammate, Isaiah Thomas. Just think about both of those guys were averaging 25-plus points in the league less than 5 years ago, and both of those guys, due to injury and trying to figure out a circumstance that they can fit in and earn their value back, are currently both out of the league. The sports industry comes at you fast. So while we enjoy Anthony Davis and Kyrie Irving, remember, that could be DeMarcus Cousins and Isaiah Thomas.
Absolutely, and we need to celebrate someone like Giannis Antetokounmpo and LeBron James, and LeBron's out now, who just seem to be durable. Like, Giannis is out here and there with bumps and bruises, but he's been very durable in his career, and he's putting together what should be considered an MVP season. Mr. Rose, there's no executives listening to the podcast, so we get to talk about things that we normally wouldn't talk about. And this week, I had the journalistic duty to do some research on a young lady named Tiana Trump. I don't know if you're familiar with her work, but because I take this show very seriously, I had to do some research on Ms. Trump. Do not believe that she's related to the former president of the United States. But she has a body of work, emphasis on body. And Shaq Lawson, a gentleman who plays for the Texans, was in her DMs. And she says she accidentally posted the DM. But, you know, we'll take that with a grain of salt. But here is what Shaq Lawson wrote to Tiana Trump that she accidentally posted. I want to just evaluate his DM game. He slides in the DMs, and here's what he had to say. Can I see you when you get back? Since I am here, I am trying to make you my girlfriend. Jalen Rose, what do you think about Shaq Lawson's DM game?
I believe, for the most part, unless it's like a Humphrey Bogart line in a movie, or like something that has been written or like is in a television show or a movie, usually an outsider can listen to a conversation that somebody's trying to have with somebody that they want to have a relationship with. And usually if you're ear hustling that conversation, it'll sound corny to you. Is that fair to say?
That's fair to say.
Yeah, it don't matter what he said. He could have said, you're the most beautiful. He could have said, you're the most intelligent. You know, you have the greatest feet of all time. It don't matter what he said. It'll sound sophomoric. But based on what you read, dog, you ain't got no game.
I'm trying to make you my girlfriend.
You ain't got
However,
no game, dog.
But this is one of two. Tiana Trump stories
this week. Hit the brakes, Reg the Ledge. Ain't no show without Reg the Ledge. Let me turn up right now. Let me turn up. Okay. Let me tell you something. Because I am also a professional. And I also do research for this program.
Really?
But I didn't have to wait till today to find out who Tiana Trump was. I've known about her for years, dog. And I'll just tell you like this. The way Kyrie is as it relates to dribbling a basketball, that's how she is at her profession. She's excellent.
You know it's good. So, you know it's good when the producer's in your ear telling you to move on. He's like, move on. Move on, guys. Move on. Well, guess what? We have another Tiana Trump story in the world of sports. She showed up at a Charlotte Hornets game. Now you're looking at the Hornets roster thinking, there's someone's going to be real lucky. Someone on that roster is real lucky. I don't know who it is, but I don't think she was there just to check out the potential of this young Eastern Conference team.
Here's what I know about the Hornets roster. I'm going to look at everybody's vertical leap today and what they're jumping after Tiana Trump leaves town. They're going to get some inches on their verticals. I'm going to be watching.
Jalen,
there's going to be somebody dunking on somebody, doing the incredible
nope,
Hulk.
No, nope. just to make our producer happy, we're going to move on to something else that is very much on the line of taste, and this is actually a serious conversation. We've all seen the direct messages between Michael Rappaport and Kevin Durant. Durant used some language that I'm sure he is not proud of. I'm sure he did not want to see that. He wanted to see the light of day, which it did, and he apologized for that. Now, my question to you is, if you're the next organization, how do you handle it?
So,
there's some homophobic
words. You may not believe
words,
this, but I had periods of my life where I was actually insubordinate. You may not believe that. I had periods of my life where I was like not disciplined.
What?
Like in fourth or fifth grade, I needed to go live with my aunt who was a teacher because in third grade, I created this thing called jaw season. So basically, you know, if you walk past a student or whatever and they got their mouth open, you kind of just tap them real lightly on the jaw like,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? You hit him in the jaw. You know, jaw season. And that got me in trouble, third, fourth grade. And so I got kicked out of school. And I'm going to tell you why this all matters in your question. And so I needed to live with my aunt, Jackie, who was a teacher for fourth and fifth grade. St. Cecilia was the basketball mecca. Sam Washington took a chance on me. I went to St. Cecilia for 6th and 7th grade. I was a defensive end first. I was a better football player than basketball player at that time of my life. I was a defensive end. I was a tight end. I used to be crushing kids, crushing them. I was Ed Too Tall Jones. I was Reggie White. I'm telling you, dog, I used to be crushing them for real. Like, I used to try to clothesline and hurt people. That was my whole game. And I got into a couple of fights. And so they kicked me out of school. And between 7th and 8th grade, that was a pivotal decision-making point in my life, dog. I could have went either way. I could have went either way. I could have went to the streets. I could have kept joyriding in Temples and Topazes and Escorts and Cherokees. These are real stolen cars, by the way. But I didn't fall to the streets. I went to Precious Blood for 8th grade. And you know what I did? I blew up. There was a game we had 50 points. I had 44. Christmas tournament.
You got passed, dog. Pass the rock. Come on now.
You know what I'm saying? Champion. You know what I'm saying? I was out there wilt. Nah, dog. That was my wilt year, dog. I needed to make a name for myself, dog. I needed to get Southwestern on my radar, dog. I needed to get Cooley on my radar, dog. I wasn't even a recruit yet, dog. You know what I'm saying? And so going to Southwestern, and when I met Perry Watson, that put my life on the straight and narrow, who's still my father figure to this day. And I went to Michigan's tournament game with before they eventually end up losing to UCLA. What was your question again?
I knew you wouldn't come full circle. You said you're going to come full circle, and I was like, nah, there's no chance that he remembers where he started. There's no chance. You spent straight up biography mode talking about first and second grade, and then you're talking about how you tackle people in a football field.
What was the question?
No, I ain't telling you. You got to have to get there. You said, hold on a second. I'm going to get to your question. I'm going to get to your question. Just listen. This is all for a purpose. I'm walking you down this road that's going to lead to the promised land. Oh, someone told you in your ear.
No, nobody told me. We was talking about the Hornets.
Nah, we were talking about Kevin Durant apologizing. I said, what should the Nets? And you're like, in third grade.
Okay, got it. And the reason why I went down memory lane on this KD and Michael Rapoport story is because Kevin Durant, extremely talented, all-time great basketball player. But he's also still a person, just like the rest of us, a human being. And one of his blind spots, we all have them. And by the way, I probably have more than everybody put together.
Well, you can't see, so you're basically just blind.
I like what you did there, good point. You're right, I don't have blind spots, I'm blind.
You're just blind.
Good point. Yeah. One of his, however, is the stock that he puts in social media and people's opinions. That always can be a slippery slope because you can never control what people are going to say about you. However, sometimes your critics are right. And what he did there was a classic, and I want to teach people something. And this is what reminded me of my childhood because I did this a lot. This is what reminded me of my insubordinate days. I apologized a lot when I wasn't sorry.
Oh, yeah. I apologize 15 times a day, and I mean none of them. None of them.
And I wasn't sorry. And he isn't either. No, he isn't.
I think he's sorry. Some of the language that he used was pretty disgusting and disrespectful to communities, disrespectful to women, disrespectful to the LGBTQ community.
I didn't say and what I he said he wasn't is. Disrespectful. I said
I think
that
he's sorry. I think he's sorry.
I don't think he regrets saying what he said to Michael Rapoport. I don't believe he does.
I don't know if he regrets saying what he said, but he regrets doing it because he didn't realize that Michael Rapoport was going to screenshot it and then put it on blast.
Hold on. That's different. You just did my distinction for me. That's the difference between apologizing and being sorry. He said, I apologize for anybody I offended. I can't wait to get back out on the court. That's exactly what he said, right? And so here's the lesson here. Here's the lesson. And I will stand on this. And I want people to call 985-80-JALEN and let me know if this is a good rule to stand on. I feel like if you DM somebody something on social media, obviously you should be held accountable for it. If he had texted that to Michael Rapaport, I don't feel the same accountability should apply.
Oh, it's the exact same thing. DM and text are the exact same thing. They're the exact same thing.
No, you're not.
They're the exact same thing, Mr. Rose.
No, you're not.
They're the exact same thing. You're showing your age. They're the exact same thing. You need to call 985-80-JALEN. Tell us, because you need to settle this for us if you're listening to this. Call 985-80-JALEN. Our text and DM's the same thing. They're the exact same thing. Exact same thing. The exact same thing. If you're talking to someone that you know, if their number's in your phone, then it's the exact same thing. If it's a stranger, then you DM because you can't, you don't have their number.
Not true.
But they're the exact same thing.
There are things that you would text me that you would not DM me. That is not true.
False.
You're lying into a microphone.
I'm not lying into a microphone.
But
no,
that's why
you
we
need
got
to
the
apologize
people.
For accusing me of lying.
That's why we got the people.
Give me one of those empty apologies right now.
I'm sorry. I'm not sorry.
There it is right there.
But here's the thing. That's why we have the people. Call 985-80-JALEN. Because two things. One, I don't think text and email are the same. So I definitely don't think text and DMs are the same.
If their number's in your phone, the text and DMs are the exact same thing. Well, I definitely, it was a bad look for Mr. Durant. And this is, we'll see what happens moving forward. Now, Jalen Rose, you mentioned the number to call, 985-80-JALEN. We always want to hear from the people, especially our podcast listeners. We want to make you part of the show. So if you call 985-80-JALEN and you give Reggie a shout, we will put it on the show just like this.
Jalen and Jacoby, this is Brandon from Memphis, longtime listener. Shout out, Red. Just got a quick question for you guys. My girlfriend is pregnant right now, and, you know, to a new father. Just wanted to ask two outstanding fathers, and maybe even for me, two father figures. You know, what kind of advice do you have for a new father out here, a first-time father? Also, what should I be expecting, you know? What do I need to look out for, you know, with a pregnant girl? Thank you for the time, guys. I appreciate it. Keep getting them checks. Yeah, have a good one. We out.
Brandon in Memphis, thank you so much for the call, man. I remember that feeling. First kid, wife's huge, can't sleep. Contractions, you never, everywhere you go, like if you're playing ball, you check your phone in between baskets just to see if it's happening or not. Oh, I remember those feelings. Brandon, you came to the right place. Now, I have a lot of advice for you. And our TD Don, who's also expecting, baby's supposed to come this weekend. Shout out to Adon, our AD.
Congratulations. Now, best of luck.
Brandon Memphis, I have some big picture and some super small picture advice. I'm going to start with the big picture. I'm not going to tell you how to change diapers or how to take care of the kid or how to sleep train or any of that. I'm going to say this piece of advice that people overlook a lot. Don't forget to water the plant that is your relationship with your baby mother. Don't forget about that. Just because there's a brand new kid and you're putting all your time and energy into that kid, don't. Sometimes a mother-in-law comes by and you and that young lady should go out and have a meal without the child. Don't forget to continue to foster that relationship, because that relationship, building that and strengthening that, is going to be as good or if not better for the child than anything you can do with the child. Jalen Rose, you're next.
There's no substitute for time, is what I'll say. Growing up without a father, my goal was never to have children out of wedlock. And so when my first daughter, Mariah, was born, I was 28. And not living with her because I was not married to her mom, and then not living in the same state as her. And I remember when Biggie came out with his song, and I was singing it like, If it was up to me, you would be with me. Sort of like Daddy Dearest. Like, I remember just singing that so very much to, like, kind of, like, help me pass the time. Or, like, ODB, me and Mariah, go back like babies on pacifier. And so what I'll say to you is there's no substitute for time. And be there as much as you can. I think the pandemic has made each of us slow down some. And just like companies that had 100 employees, for example, prior to the pandemic, I hate to be this guy, but that company won't have 100 employees again for whatever reason. It could be because they want budgetary reasons. It could be a multitude of reasons. It could be cutting back on staffing. It could be a lot of reasons. The same thing to me has happened with professionals and adults with their kids. Because you now realize, man, I'm normally gone all day, or mm-hmm. I'm normally traveling this much, or I'm normally on the road all of these days. Man. And you realize how much time you're actually missing with your family and with your kids. So I agree with Jacoby. Continue to nurture and foster the relationship with your significant other. But man, that time is precious with your short, with your seeds. Continue to water. Congratulations.
And I have some very, Jalen, that's some great advice. And I also have some very small pieces of advice. Get the swaddle blankets with the Velcro, okay? Because you don't realize this, but you end up rolling your newborn baby into a joint like 3 times a day. You're basically rolling baby joints all day long. That's what you're doing. You're gonna learn the swaddle game. Like they do it real good at the hospital, but it's harder than you think. They be popping their arms out. So get the swaddle blankets with the Velcro.
Oh, you know what? I need David Jacoby's expertise on something.
Okay.
You're the only person that can give me sound advice on this next question. The only one.
Anything you need, my brother. Anything you need, my brother.
The only one.
Anything you need.
So clearly the sex life is one way when she's pregnant and not. What's the difference when she has the baby?
Well, there's a timeout. There's a timeout for a while there. You know, there's Joel Embiid tweaked the knee. He had to sit down for a while, rehab, and he's coming back this weekend. So there's an intermediary period there for a while where it's a no-fly zone. But then,
and
you
that's
know,
your
things,
chance.
Things get back up.
That's your chance to shower her, as you mentioned,
mm-hmm.
as well.
And another piece of advice, Brandon, people are going to buy you all kinds of onesies and pajamas for the kid. No buttons. No buttons, only zippers. No buttons, only zippers. Them things got like 25 buttons on it. The kid's kicking around, moving their arms and legs. You're trying to put these buttons together. Zippers, no buttons, Velcro swaddle blanket. You come to Jalen and Jacoby for the big emotional advice and the small practical advice as well. Appreciate the call, Brandon. Make sure everybody else calls 985-80-JALEN. Everyone have a very safe weekend. We will be back on Monday with another dope pod to step to. Why is that, Jalen? Anthony.
We're not done.
Rose.
We're not done. We are not done. Got to give the people time.